Blog Talk Radio.
On the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
banger.
My beauty queen, she's my everything, my everything.
hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah. Let's get them. This is how we do it. We all the way live. Radio True West.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Monday.
This is how we do it.
Got the other bro. K-9.
Yes, sir.
King Scratch is 3P up in this motherfucker. Hey, we get this started on this hot Monday afternoon. We're having summer eve.
Sky rain.
My brothers and sister. Yeah, yeah. Sky rain in the building. We say sky rain in the building.
Hi.
Let me find out. Hi, James.
How you doing?
I got magic going, man.
G-double-O-D?
Yeah, yeah.
What y'all doing?
That's what's up. It's lovely to have you here this afternoon with us, madam. How things been with you?
Yep.
Things is good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Right on. Sweet Pea, what's going on? Oh, baby, what's happening down there in that East town?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
I would say it's a rough stuff. It's too much crazy shit going on. When they say it's some decent shit going on, I report it.
Real talk. And we got the Compton brothers in the house. What's going on down there in that sea town?
What up?
We'll go there. Y'all on pause on me tonight? Can you scratch where you at?
Yeah, scratch it up a kiss. Where you at, my friend?
Alrighty, I'm making tracks, bro. I was making tracks.
I got a question about that. Which one of y'all use an MPC 3000 or 2000?
Any MPC that they put in front of my face, but I got an MPC. I got a studio MPC.
Yeah, well, so
Let me ask you, I got 2000, a 4000, and I got the original MPC. I might have to come pick up one of them for a week, man.
Get this shit off this disc, or bring this disc over there. That's
hey, Scratch, have you tried the Renaissance?
Yeah, well, see, I don't have a Renaissance, but see, I got an MPC 1, so it's just like a Renaissance. It do everything the Renaissance do, because you don't have to put a disc in there.
So for the Renaissance, what software you have to have?
It come with software. It should.
If it don't come with it.
If it don't come with it, all you got to do is go to the site and download it. Because, see, the thing about it is what's different between all of the MPCs, I ain't got to put no disc in it because I got thousands of MPC discs. Right. You know what I mean? But the whole thing about it is I ain't got to put no disc in it. All my sounds is in my computer.
Okay, so what is the software for?
The software is for you to be able, okay, say, for instance, You got some kick drums.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is just grab the kick and then put it on the pad. You won't have to load it up.
Okay, so software is just sound. It's not nothing to make the thing run.
No, I mean, the whole thing about it is it's faster because, see, when you got a regular MPC, you have to, first of all, you got to have the sounds on side of the floppy disk.
Right,
so you
got
to have all your kicks or samples or all your bass lines if you got it on MIDI and stuff like that. You got to have all of that stuff cracking. With this, all you got to do, if you can put your sounds, you just drop the sounds where you want them, and then they got something to where you got the MIDI files, so you can put the MIDI files where you want them and play your keys and all that stuff. So it's basically, I ain't got to be hauling around a gang of an MPC, then I got to bring a MIDI cord, and then I got to bring my disc.
The disc. So is the Renaissance any good or what?
Yeah, Renaissance is tight. To me, it's kind of overrated, but, you know, it's tight.
If you had the choice to get the 3000 or the Renaissance, what would you get? Or the 2000 XL?
Well, I would get a Renaissance because that means that I don't have to lug no disc around. You can't put a disc in a Renaissance. At least I don't believe. But see, the whole thing about it is, I got a Studio One. I got an MPC One, and only thing I gotta do is I just get all my sounds. I got thousands. I got over 70,000 sounds. And only thing I gotta do is grab the sound I want and just put it on the pad that I want. Grab the sound I want, put it on the pad that I want. That's the only thing I gotta do. And then if I wanna play keyboards or something like that, I just go right to the MIDI track and then find the sound that I want on my MIDI track, and then I play the bass or keys or whatever I need to do. I ain't gotta log around all that extra stuff.
So how do the sounds get into the Renaissance if there's no way to put the disc in to get the sounds into there?
Because it's hooked up. It's MIDI to your keyboard. I mean, it's MIDI to your computer. It's MIDI to your computer. The sounds is in your computer. That's where.
Okay.
So you don't have to put it in.
If you're using the keyboard, it's from your keyboard?
You can use your keyboard. It depends on. See, the whole thing about it is what. People got to understand, it's whatever sounds you have in your computer is what's going to make it play. You know what I mean? So if you got shit for your drums, if you got shit samples, if you got sounds and all that stuff, you can put them right on your shit. But then when you got to play the keyboard, you go from drum and then you flip it to MIDI. And then you start playing MIDI files. If you got a keyboard, you start playing your keys on there. But you gotta have the sounds. If you ain't got the sounds, it ain't worth nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing about it. It's a whole lot. First of all, it's faster. Because I remember I used to have to sample sounds and put them in my 2000, my 3000, my regular MPC. I had to sample all of them sounds, or I had to have the sounds and put them in there in order for me to have sounds.
Right.
With this, you don't have to do that. You just grab them off your keyboard. It's the kick drum you want, you just grab the kick drum and throw it into the pad that you want. You got a snare drum, you just grab that motherfucker and slide it into the pad that you want to.
And it's there forever.
Forever. Unless your computer crashes.
Okay, so I could just hook that up to my keyboard and let the sounds come out of my keyboard and it'll go to the Renaissance.
No, you get the Renaissance and then you put it into wherever you plug it in, if it's a USB or whatever, and then you get the keyboard and put it in there. And then you gotta set it all up to where if you go Renaissance, you can put all your sounds. You know, your kicks and snares and hi-hats and all that stuff, you put that in the Renaissance, and then you got more sound to where you could actually put, like, your keyboard sounds, because I got sound fonts, I got all kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, to where, man, I got thousands and thousands and thousands of sounds, bro, really. So whatever I want to
do, I need a computer for this? Do I need a computer for the Renaissance?
Huh?
Do I need a computer for the Renaissance?
I mean, yeah, you gotta have a computer.
No, we didn't work with a computer before.
I mean, it probably got a standalone, but see, I don't have one, so I don't know how that shit works. I just know how I work mine.
It's not a standalone.
If it's not a standalone, you need a computer.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I never had no NPC before. I'm wondering should I get a 2000 XL or 3000 or this Renaissance.
The whole thing about it is right now. Okay, wait a minute. When the last time you went somewhere and you could go and buy a floppy disk?
I don't know. I ain't bought floppy disk in a long time.
Saying. So if you want to get a 2000, a 3000, a 4000, or a regular MPC, you got to have floppy disk, and then you got to put your own sounds on there. So that make your whole shit even, make it a whole lot longer for you to even make your shit go.
Well, they have a MPC disk with a whole, like, over, I don't know how many sounds on it that's already programmed onto the MPC disk.
Okay.
And you just put it in there and you just, you know.
And guess what?
It's going to take you
20 times longer to get your track together.
Right. Right.
Versus having that shit hooked up to your computer.
So if I can hook up to your computer, why can't I hook up to my keyboard?
Your keyboard, your computer, and a Renaissance got to be hooked up to the computer. That'll make life go a whole lot faster. Now, if you want to sit up there and try to put all your songs on a floppy disk, I don't know how they do that shit now when it comes down to that, feel free to do it.
You're free to do it.
Feel free to do it.
Free at last.
Oh, thank God Almighty. Because the whole thing about it is, just think, if you got the floppy disk, you got to sit up there, you got to go find a kick, so you sample the kick, then you got to truncate the kick, then you get the snare, then you got to truncate the snare, then you got the hi-hat, you got to truncate the hi-hat. By the time you did that, you could have did about 18 beats.
That's an old school way, I know.
Well, sir.
That's what I'm familiar with, going through all the kicks and Trump Kingdom. That's what make it fun for me. I mean, I guess going through all the beef and putting it together. Hell yeah.
Fun? Ain't nothing fun about that.
I sell you
thousands of beats, and the only thing you gotta do is just grab that kick. I got thousands of kicks, thousands of stairs. I'm telling you, I got over like 70,000 sounds. And only thing you gotta do is hit that sound that you want.
Right.
And then you just drag it to the goddamn pad. You ain't got to sample a damn pad.
Right.
But if you wanna do it, do it. It's all good.
I hear what you say. You put it on a computer, and instead of put it in there, you just put it on the computer and just drag it to the pad, right?
Yep, exactly. Now, if you like to do it like that, you want to sample it, have at it. So you could probably, while you putting all your sounds on a floppy disk, I'll be done made like 5 songs before you finish making one.
Probably.
No, probably. No, it ain't no problem. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real. I'll tell you like this. Okay, check this out. I got a challenge for you. This is what I'm going to do. While we on True West Radio, I'm going to start a beat. And I'm going to let you see how fast I can do a beat just by grabbing the shit and sliding it over. Versus me sitting up here sampling a whole lot of goddamn sound.
Yeah, it's all about finding the kind of bass kick you want, finding the kind of snare that you want. So,
all you gotta do, if you got a whole line of kicks, all you gotta do is just go. All you gotta do is hit the down button and it go boom, 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 until you find the kick that you want. Okay, I like that kick. Slide it over. Then it's a snare. Then you go through all the snare. Then you pick the snare that you want. Then you put it on there.
It's kind of the same way, but not really. You just have to drag it over. But I understand what you're saying. It's a lot easier. You just drag it over and do it. But I understand what you're saying.
Now, if you would like to buy some of my damn sound kits, I'd be more than happy to sell them to you.
Well, I got no computer,
Dr. Dre kit. I got Dr. Dre kit. I got everybody's sound kit that everybody uses.
Do you have any Sir G sound kit?
And that can go on like a SD card. That can go on the back of what you call it.
Hey, Dazzy D.
Huh?
Let me get Dazzy D on.
I got everybody sound kit. And then now that
I ain't got
I got his because he used everybody else. But look. Nigga, then I got something called Sound Punch. Sound Punch is, don't you know, when you have all of those machines like Planet Fat, MoFat, Vintage Keys, Orbit, I got all of those, and they call Sound Punch. So you don't even need those machines no more.
Oh.
You use all the Sound Punch. I got all this. I got everything that everybody used to use when they used to be in that big old racks at the studio. I got all of those. I'm just saying.
You got that humpy clap?
Man.
What? I love a humpy clap, man.
Hell yeah. Man, come on, man. Who you talking to, bro?
You got the humpy clap? What you mean, got the battle cat clap?
They the same goddamn thing.
That's why I'm asking. What's it?
Come on, man.
When are you going to start making a beat?
When should I start? I'll start making a beat right now, and I guarantee you. It's an hour and 23 minutes. I guarantee you, before that 20 minutes is up, I have a whole beat cracking already.
Making hip hop, man. I'm going to buy it from you.
I'm gonna beat you first. Check it out. Beating done.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, your goddamn phone get ready to be wet.
Making West Coast or making hip hop, man. I might buy it from you.
Man, that's nothing, man. You got me.
All right, let me see.
All right. You wanna test me?
Yes, sir.
But look, though, we still got to let the radio show go on. But I'll be doing it right here in the background. I'm gonna let you hear the kick and all that stuff start. Let me get all my paraphernalia together first.
Well, all right. Gotta get this on, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. This is what I do.
Hey, Scrub.
Hello, everybody else. Hi, Sweepy. Sweepy.
Sweepy. Hello.
Yo, what's
hey,
yo.
Baby?
Who all up on here?
Hey, we get ready. We go come by and pick all y'all up on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, the True West Boom Boom Room.
That's the nigga Jojo keep calling it the Boom Boom Room.
Yo, Joe.
What's up with
it? What it is, man.
Just gonna keep calling it the boo-boo room. There ain't no boo-boo room, man. Come on.
You worried about the boo-boo room already?
We gotta make sure we keep it cordial. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
We can't We can't be advertising the things that we actually do on the bus.
Like you actually do on the bus.
What's up, Nine? What's the word, dog?
See, now that we're going through all these, I'm going through, it's one of the days I'm going through all these obituaries, man.
Oh, man.
I didn't realize I had so many obituaries, so I'm going through all of them and figuring out what I'm going to do with them, bro.
Bro. Hey, look, you know what's odd as hell, my nigga?
Yeah.
While I'm, you know, since we moving, I got to pack up. I'm packing up my studio, so I'm putting stuff in boxes. Man, I got so many obituaries, even the ones that you brought me.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I got so many of them.
Yeah, I think it's annoying a lot of people, man.
I ain't going to get rid of them. And I told my wife, I said, I think I'm just going to put them on a wall so I can look at them. And she was like, well, why you want
to
do that?
Trying to get that energy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I feel like, you know, everybody that we lost is somebody up there in heaven that we go knock on God's door and tell him we need some help down here.
Help.
He's not going to help us down here.
Huh?
Not really. Not everyone.
Not everybody. Some
no,
people don't need no help.
The chosen.
I'll be telling, hey,
help.
God, check this out. Kick that nigga to hell real quick.
We're down here to be chosen. He chooses who will make it to the next dimension. That's why we're here. That's why you don't intervene either too much. He will if you're chosen. If you're not chosen, you know, the people they call narcissistic, he won't intervene. And, you know, some good people die too.
Death is inevitable. So no matter how you look at it, death is inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the only thing we're guaranteed.
Yeah, that's inevitable, but the whole thing about it is, you know, you got some people that can speed their death up faster than others. Be like, all right. Because look, let me tell you this. Everybody got a date. You don't know what the date is, but everybody got a date. So, you know, if it say, well, Scratch, you getting ready to die. What's the date? If it say April the 16th, which is tomorrow, I ain't got no choice. That's what's getting ready to happen. I just don't know what the date is. Now, say for instance, just right now, I leave this motherfucker and go and run up in the bank. I just speeded my time up because I could die in that bank.
It's our
so a whole lot of people, they speed their time up doing ignorant shit to where they speed their time up. You still probably, I probably still had another 15 years in my life, but I ran up in the bank today and got killed. So you never know when your time is coming.
Yeah.
You never know how your time is going to come. People die in car accidents. People die in plane crashes. People get shot. Some people just die of natural causes. It's all kind of different ways you could die. So I don't, me personally, just to be honest with you, I don't even think about it. If it happened, what the hell can I do?
Right, don't think about it up until the day. But be careful and always think on the Most High.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I damn sure agree with you. But it's a whole lot of people I wish I could push in the pit.
Same on.
I want to push them people in the pit.
Like 300.
They have an evil heart.
Yeah, I push their ass in the pit. Boy, they better not never, ever. They better not never, ever, ever say who you want to die. Who you want to die in this freak? Oh,
be nice,
yeah.
Be nice.
Well, they must be wicked. I wouldn't, see, don't wish death on nobody because they going to come. And some people will not exist. I don't really believe
that. I just want that day to come faster than they come.
Dang.
I'm just being 1,000 with you. Some people need to be in that pit right now.
That's true. That's why we have the death penalty.
I don't wish death on nobody, but some people need to be in that pit right now. Because I know if I seen a nigga standing in front of the pit, I'm going to kick him right in his ass. You're going in that pit.
Hey, or trip and act like I was falling and bump him.
Oh, I'm sorry. They'd be trying to catch him on the way down like, ha, ha, ha. No, I'm just saying, let's not talk about death on True West. I still want to kick some motherfuckers in the pit, but no, it's all good. All right.
Well, I have a question. I've been waiting to ask. I was thinking, you know, since you worked with Tupac and stuff like that and a lot of other people did, I was listening to it, and I brought it up before. Like, to be honest, it's really, like, an exceptional body of work, like both CDs. Both CDs sound like A and B, you know? But both CDs sound like the A CD, honestly. They could have broke that down into 3 or 4 different albums the way they do stuff now. But my question is, would it be hard or, like, would y'all get in trouble if y'all remaster any of it? Because, I mean, like, it sounds a little bit different sometimes coming through the speakers. According to the other music, it comes through a little bit lower. And I know that when all of that stuff is recorded, it was around the time of, like, the changeover from one to the other. So would y'all get in trouble, like, for remastering it?
Well, the thing about it is that's why, you know, a lot of stuff that I got is unheard. You know, because it was actually ideas. You know, a lot of people who do music, they do a whole lot of ideas. And then, you know, you got people that you got songs that make the cut, and then you got songs that don't. You know what I mean? Because the whole thing about making music, as far as you know, and I know your husband, I know it's a whole lot of songs that he done that nobody never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just didn't move them the way it's supposed to move you. So everybody got songs that nobody could hear, and nobody, they never put it out because they feel like it's not worthy of getting put out. But guess what? We make 2 songs today, but then we make a bomb-ass song tomorrow, and that's the one we want to put out. So them other 2 songs basically get tied to the shelf.
But what
you
about,
know what
like,
I mean?
What about, like, okay, like, maybe Thug Passion or, like, Shorty Wanna Be a Thug, something that's already out that comes through kind of low on the speakers. Like, is it like a thing? Can it be remastered, or would it be a whole big old thing, or like what? Because I don't know about the production side.
It'll
be a big thing. It'll be a big thing because, see, if Afeni was still alive, I knew her. So she was actually running Tupac Estate. So if she was still alive, then it might be a point in time to where, you know, we could come to an agreement. Right now, I really don't know who's running Tupac Estate. I don't know if it's his sister or who. You know, so it's a whole lot of red tape that you would have to go through to re-release the song. Because if I release the song, if I did it over and I released the song, that means here comes somebody getting ready to try to sue me for doing something that they feel like I ain't supposed to be doing. So it's just all about an agreement with the people who's actually running the estate. You know what I mean? So if I got with them and was like, look, I'm getting ready to do all these over. Let's make an agreement, and then they let me do it. Then it'll be something different. But if I just do it on my own, nah, that ain't going to work. Because the only thing people do is sit back and wait and be like, all right, they done sold like $5 million, so let's go and sue their ass now.
See, okay. Well, I know somebody going to steal my idea since I said it out loud already, but I think it would be dope as hell.
Don't say it again. Don't say it again then. Tell me, let me steal it. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna send it to you in a message. What I was thinking.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, you know, cause I was just telling my boy. I told my boy yesterday. I say the only way I can get away with this shit is I just gotta walk around and start selling Tupac CDs to people on the street. Or sell a thumb drive. I can't sell that motherfucker in the stores. I can't sell it online. But I got these Tupac songs y'all ain't never heard before. Give me $50. You got it.
I'll take donations.
Man, you've been saying donations for 3 days. Get the fuck out of here. Everything we've been talking about, you say, I take donations. We talk about selling Drake's on the true truck. I take donations.
That's what you gotta say. You're selling it. Look, it's for the business. Listen, that's how you don't gotta pay for it. You say it's for your business. You selling this stuff for fun, stuff for your business.
We can't even say we selling it.
And look, I seen it in child support court. Like, she tried to sue him for the stuff that he was making on the side, but he was, like, making baking stuff on the side to fund the actual business, like, for charity or whatever. And with charity, you know, you only got to use 10% of it to give away. I would give away more, but that's all you got to.
Well, yeah, ever since we got the bus, JoJo said, "Don't we taking donations?" I'm
because
like,
if they say if you got alcohol, you ain't got a license. But if they, you know what I mean, you take a ticket and sampling it, nigga, that's a donation.
But see, that's why I say you buy the tickets. If you buy tickets, you ain't selling alcohol, you selling tickets. So if you got three, like I said, if you got three tickets, you could get a beer. You got six tickets, you could get a Hennessy. If you got 12 tickets, you get a double shot of Hennessy. We ain't selling alcohol, we selling tickets. I'm just saying, they can't say, oh, you selling alcohol.
I'm selling tickets.
They
have alcohol at a party.
I'm selling tickets. We used to do that at the after hours all the time. I'm selling tickets. I ain't selling alcohol.
Yep, that's what we used to say for something. I can't remember what it was, but definitely. So you didn't look like you was loitering or selling stuff without a food permit, basically. But you should get a food permit.
Oh, you got to get a food permit.
When you get to go.
You got to get that. That's one thing you got to get. Because we was talking about the barbecue and all that stuff, too. But you got to get a food permit. It ain't going around that.
We're going to that Karen.
Because as soon as somebody get food poisoning, that's your ass. You know what I mean? So, yeah, if you get alcohol poisoning, that's on you. You bought the tickets, nigga. So, Anyway, DJ Avlov, where you at, man? Well, maybe let me make this track for this cat. I'm gonna let y'all hear the build on how it's gonna go.
Yay, that's my favorite part.
Listen.
Mary Jane. You wanna see a green. You will be the only treat for me. I'll come second to your lean. You might make me laugh, you might make me sleep. Messing with you, I'm about to eat. There's something about your THC. I just wanna be up and free. No other plant can be with me. Quite the way you be with me. When you take a peek, you give me peace. Kinda like aromatherapy. So don't invigorate my body. Feeling the effects of all your strength. It's recreational, they say. Tetrahydrocannabinol. Bring that ash over here. You about to move in my crib. I take care of you and my kids. Call me baby mama, cause I'm about to keep you around. You can put me on child support. No daddy, I'll pay for mine now. You don't even talk, you don't even cry. You don't even look me in my eye. You kiss me on my lips, my guy. Your love is taking me so high. I be the pirate kind of fly. But indica, you're just my kind. That's how we get down in LA. It's about that Cali. Nobody make me feel the way you do. Nobody, Mary Jane. Indica's hella cool, although it's kinda low on THC. But it helps with blood flow, so I will take that CBD. Put it in a bag, put it in a capsule, or you are a tincture. You can bring another strand, I'm down to meet her. Some golf in my garden, you can call me Peter Piper. Cause through this pandemic, I couldn't make it without her. So right, I'm filled with pride, I'm about to stock and bond her. She gave me a few options, no put, I put cause on her.
Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shot it.
Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Keep my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see. What do we have here? Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See a nigga's coming for me. My diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, best in peace, father. I'm a ghost. In the killing fields, hell, Mary, catch me. If I go, let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark, evil lurks, enemies. See me flee, activate my hate. Let it break till I'm playing it. Set trip, empty out my clip. Never stop to aim. Some say the game is all corrupted. Fuck finish shit. Stuck, niggas is lucky if we bust out this shit. Blood, mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Fuck the world if they can't adjust. It's just as well. Hail Mary. Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What should we have here now? You wanna ride or die? La, 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 la. Come with back with promise makers. Never realized the precious time that bitch niggas is wasting. Institutionalized, I live my life a product made to crumble. But too hard for a smile, way too crazy to be humble. We ballin', catch me Papa P's, cause I'm ballin'. In the liquor store, that's the Hennessy I hear callin'. Can I get some more? Hell, till I reach hell, I ain't scared. Mama checkin' in my bedroom, I ain't there. I got a head with no screws in it. What can I do? One life to live, but I got nothing to lose, just me and you. On a one-way trip to prison, selling drugs, we all wrapped up in this living. Like the studs to my homeboys and Clinton Max, doing they bid. Raise hell to this real shit, and feel this. When they turn out the lights, I'll be there in the dark, slugging eternal through my heart. Now Hail Mary, nigga, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La 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 la.
Coming with slugs. Peep the whole scene and whatever's going on around me. Brain kinda cloudy, smoked out, feeling rowdy. Ready to wet the party up. And whoever in that motherfucker, nasty new street slugger. My heat, seat suckers on the regular. Mashing in a stolen black act. Integra, cock back, sticky seconds to the draw. That's when I'm dead in your feet first. You got a nice gap, but my heat's worse. From a thug to preaching church, I gave you love. Now you eating dirt, needing work. And I ain't the nigga to put you on, cause word is born. When I was broke, I had to hustle till dawn. That's when the sun came up. It's only one way up, hold your head, stay up. So all my niggas get your pay and wait up.
If it's on, then it's on. We rake, we break, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't hold the gate. If it's on, then it's on. We rape, beat, breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't close the gate.
Traveling on this weary road. Sometimes life can be a heavy load. But we ride, riding like a bullet. Hail Mary,
Hail Mary.
We won't worry, everything will hurry. Green like a bird in the tree. We won't worry, everything will curry. Yes, we free like a bird in the tree. We're running from the penitentiary. This is the time for we liberty. Hail Mary, Hail Mary.
Solo, Illuminati, the 7 days.
Every day,
shoot. You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, shoot.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day.
Straight to a party if you naughty.
Everything.
If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you? If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you? Stay down and lay down. Say stepping on these bitches, nigga. Then I slowly twist and shut it up. Now hold your head up high so I can decapitate what's under you. Ain't rockin' with the truth, then fuck your bitch and fuck your crew. I talk to temporary bitches to the curb and then I swerve. Slap the gas on, stack them bags on and then I swerve. Damn presidents around and steady tapping on my pocket. You feel the frog, it didn't leak. I'm overdue to catch a box. A sticky bitch to leak quick and that pillow talk to leave you still. Truth can't be fucked with. Why you hoes are upset, go cry about it. Rain on your parade and toss your trees just to glorify it. Cut down, bitch, I can't miss my crown. Quick, ain't none of you bitches fucking with me. This shit was built off loyalty. This shit was built off blood and sweat and tears. I'm branded to the teeth. Watch the way that you step. The bitches here is overseas. If you get up in my view, your head I'm knocking fucking loose. You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day.
Check throw a party if you naughty.
Every day.
If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
Every day.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day.
say throw a party if you naughty. If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
If you ain't true, what the fuck are you?
What the fuck are
truly
you?
That's true. Scratch true, me too.
We on your ass like a bad rag. Cut your car crash, fucking with it.
Yeah, nigga gon' get hit bad. Murder hits the talking shit, yeah. Yeah, they left me off the leash. Nigga, I'm really in the streets. Ride a nigga, kill a nigga, fuck it with the truth. True west, fuck all of you. Y'all niggas jump ship, nigga, fuck that. Ain't no coming back, react that. Murder hits chopping off head, chopping off leg. Chopping off, doing niggas off the ledge.
Off the ledge.
I ain't never scared, nigga, outside. You know, really sliding with the riders. And I ride up the slide, low killer nigga. Yeah, that last nigga said something. No cap, you no rapper, hack something.
Every day, true.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, true.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day, true.
Say throw a party if you naughty.
Every day,
if you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
Every day, true.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, true.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day, true.
Say throw a party if you naughty.
Every day.
If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
If it ain't true, it must be false. Niggas stab you in the back no matter what it costs. Try to take credit when they got none. Every time I drop a verse, it's guaranteed to be a hot one.
Yep.
Niggas got clicks, it ain't shit. Bitch, this is true, you don't know who the hell you fucking with. Stay in your lane like a one-way street. Since you starving for attention, I suggest you not to eat.
Not you.
True got the heat, don't get burnt for shit talking. Think you better run through the shit that you walking in. Move that wide load to get the fuck out my way. Oh, it ain't over, it's going it's down every day. No matter what you say, you can't fuck with us, bust with us. Loyalty and true is a must.
Yeah.
Since you got beef, let's put it in the pot. Holler at your boy when you make something hot.
Every day, true.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, true.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day, true.
Say throw a party if you naughty.
Every day,
true. If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
Every day, true.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, true.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day, true.
Say throw a party if you naughty.
Every day,
true. If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
Every day, true.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, true.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day, true.
Say throw a party if you naughty.
Every day, true.
If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
Every day, true.
You fucking with them real hitters.
Every day, true.
Put you to sleep to dream bigger.
Every day, true.
Say throw a party if you naughty.
Every day,
true. If you ain't true, then what the fuck are you?
Yeah, everything works. Everything
spit works.
That lava.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything works, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Sick any train robber, OE zipper. Old niggas still got holes on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block, getting money with the homies. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the Mac, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting rings. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down, when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got kills. Assassins in my squad. Lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my nymph so fly. I'ma ride with my crew to the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with true West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything West, nigga, we
fuck with True West, nigga.
We ride.
Fuck everything else, nigga.
We ride.
Telling you, man. Any nigga that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me, is fucking dead.
For hip-hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wally.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Bueno.
Well, yeah. We ride.
Something good or not.
Yeah.
Everything is true.
We ride.
Everything true.
True West Radio. We ride.
Oh, yeah. For sure that.
For sure.
Hey, man, you know. That's how I get down, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Man, I get down like that.
What you got, man? Let me hear.
I got you. Hold on.
He said, I got you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I got you. And it's date and time stamped, so it won't make it seem like I've made it already and it was already there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Is this right? Hold on. Let me see.
Four rings, I can treat the fifty. You know, the steak is heavy.
And I ain't even put nothing else in there. Don't trip, Chris. Watch this. Watch what's going to happen.
Well, keep it playing. I'm writing, man. Shit.
Huh?
Keep it playing. I'm writing. Keep it playing.
We have to do that after the show. Nigga can't be writing when the show was on, you know what I'm saying?
Let it run low in the background here, shit.
It's very playing low in the background.
You can turn it down a little bit. Yeah, just enough. I think you hear the boom of the clap, nigga.
I'm cutting it off now.
Oh, shit.
We have to do it after the show. We only got about, what, an hour left or less?
Shoot.
Hold on, let me see. My other computer went off. Where the time is at? Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Now I got y'all. Watch this. Before this show is over, we got 46 minutes. By the time the end of the show, I'm gonna put all of the little melodies and all that good stuff on there, and I'm gonna make sure y'all get it. So y'all can see the time step on it to see when I finished it. Because I could have just cheated and just pulled up the whole last track. And say, here you go.
Yeah, but who does that?
Oh, well, not me, because I don't cheat.
Exactly.
Now, see, I could have cheated. I could just went and got an old track. I just put 268 tracks on my damn thumb drive. I could just went and grabbed one of them.
See, you keep it real. That's why you got game. See, when you got game, you don't need to lie.
Well, I mean, why lie anyway? Because, shit, if you do lie, 9 times out of 10, you getting ready to get caught up in that motherfucker eventually anyway.
But you gotta tell another lie to cover it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Then you gotta think about a lie to make your lie sound like it wasn't a lie. Hell, tell the truth.
You know, like today, me and Scott came to an agreement that, you know, we was gonna get married and shit.
Y'all was gonna get married.
Kevin got quiet. Kevin got quiet. Y'all like it when I lie.
It is a lie. But you know what? I know him since I was 3 years old. Like, his mama stayed next door to my mama. My grandmother, actually. So, he dated my cousin.
He did what?
That
sounds like some player shit right there.
The truth is, I was like 8 and he was like 12 and my cousin was like 10 or 11 and he wanted me. But our Mexican neighbor said, no, she's too young. You talk to her. So he started talking to my cousin.
That's some gangster shit right
there.
That's
some years he's been hitting on me.
Didn't you say that was a lie?
That's the truth.
April Fools, nigga.
The whole month.
Hey,
Lord,
we should make a show called Lies. That's tight. People can tell the most lies. That's some shit. You know what I mean?
No, who's telling the truth?
No, who could, like that show, Who Could Lie and Believe You? Who Could Believe the Lie? You seen that show?
Yeah, but who?
You
gotta
convince them to believe it.
Men lie more than women, or women lie more than men.
Women take that shit to their grave.
No, yeah, niggas lie more than women. Women got the cover up. You know what I'm saying? They homegirls, and they got a whole little flock of motherfuckers that cover up they lies.
Nigga, they got a code. Soon as she called, girl, you know this nigga, she already knew the lie.
Yep.
So
niggas always be the
off,
one
nigga.
Be like, how come I found these panties in my car? Them ain't mine.
Oh.
Are you sure? Them is your panties.
Damn. Pimp game when you can make a boy, when you can convince the motherfucker that shit was yours. You know what I'm saying? That was theirs.
Be like, dude, give me your panties. You don't remember we was in the back seat at the movie, at the drive-in?
I got caught in that scenario where I seen another T-shirt, right? And I knew goddamn well I ain't never bought no motherfucking large T-shirt. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't never in my motherfucking life bought no motherfucking large T-shirt. When I was a kid, I didn't buy no large T-shirts.
Nigga, they 2X and 3X.
That's right. So I'm like, what the fuck is a large T-shirt here? Like, what's going on? Something fucking going on this motherfucking.
Thank you for getting a lot of weight, remember?
That was my little brother's shirt.
Y'all missing the story, though. Hey, this motherfucker.
And then you smell that motherfucker that smell like cologne and shit?
No, trip off this. No, I had washed it with my shit, right? So trip off this. Do you know? The motherfucker said it so many times that it was my shit that I damn near believe that shit, bro.
Mm-mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I ain't. Hey, look.
I'm saying like, oh, that's one of your old shirts. I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't never bought no motherfucking large.
Nigga, I ain't never fit no large, even when I was small.
Exactly. So, but I'm just saying how motherfuckers can lie and take that shit to their grave. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was getting at. I'm going to tell you something. That's everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care, woman, female, whatever, male, whatever. It's some shit that all of y'all got in y'all mind that y'all will never tell nobody.
Hey, tell us a lie, Scratch.
No, I'm going to tell you this. And this is going to be on True West. Y'all heard a lie. On all my right, deathbed, I'm telling
you
everything.
I know a quick lie, nigga, because I learned it when
lie.
I was
tell
a little kid.
Tell us a lie.
I am Emmer J. Foote, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Hey, but I'm on my deathbed. I'm telling everything. Fuck it. Can't kill me. I'm already going.
Yeah, but see, you don't know if you're gonna die. You'll tell all that shit and then live.
Well, fuck it.
He'll tell on his whole self. And be like, well, doctor, the doctor come in and like, well, we got you, JoJo. We got you. You're going to live. Then you motherfucker be sitting up there looking at you crazy as a motherfucker. You done confessed. Nigga, this ain't no goddamn Usher, nigga. I ain't saying shit.
Oh, shit.
If I'm gonna write little notes and put them around somewhere where they can find them later.
Your nigga said he gonna leave a manifesto.
Not a manifesto. That's a whole goddamn paragraph. I'm just gonna leave little notes. I'm gonna leave little notes for you.
Reminders.
Yeah, I fuck with sister. My bad.
You're gonna leave little post-it notes.
Yeah, little post-it notes everywhere type of shit.
I'm going to make sure I post it right on her mirror so she can see it.
I'm going to leave a trail and shit. And I'm going to put numbers by the motherfucker. So it'll be like...
I make the last door 25.
But this nigga say he going to be on his deathbed telling on his goddamn self, and then he going to live.
You know if you died or not. You know what I mean, nigga? If I feel like I'm going, nigga, I'm telling it all. Like, you know what? I fucked your sister. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Nigga, I'm just fucking.
Hold on. But see, you never been in that scenario, so you don't know when you dying or not.
That's what I said. I'm talking about an old age. Nigga. They said, you know what? I hit 90, nigga, and I know I'm about to kick the bucket. No, fuck you, nigga. I'm telling it all.
Yep, and then that nigga lived to be 100.
Oh, well.
He told while he was 90, he had 10 more years to live. Nigga gonna be celebrating his
100th
birthday by his goddamn self.
Oh, that's good.
That and hey, I have my weed. That's all I need.
Nigga gonna have one candle. That nigga have one candle because he can't blow out 100.
And a candle.
Well, actually, I wouldn't need to blow out more than one candle. Shit, at that point, you starting all over anyway.
You start all over.
Yep, nigga got to get his diaper changed. We gonna be sucking on some Ensure type of shit. Y'all motherfuckers is wild on here tonight.
I'm gonna be eating on applesauce.
Well, that's what you're going to do. That's what getting old is when you get that old. Nigga, you getting ready to go back and, nigga, you getting ready to reverse, nigga. Some people reverse earlier. Some people reverse later. Your ass got to put that diaper on because you ain't going to make it to the toilet in time. So if you can't go and wipe your own ass, here comes somebody to wipe it for you.
That's why it's good to have a wife.
That's going to be the best time.
Don't take her away. She's
a little
bit. Here we go.
You can have a wife and she won't wipe your ass. You'd be like, well, let that shitty ass nigga sit there.
Cheated on her and dogged her out.
Let that old stanky ass nigga stay in there. Shit.
Who's going to do it if not your wife?
Say what?
Who's going to wipe you if not your wife?
That's why you're supposed to always keep money. See, you got money, you don't have to worry about your family and your wife and your people trying to do that. You hire the finest motherfucking help you can find.
Ooh, a stranger.
Set your future right now. Follow me. I'm the king.
What if they want to make the money, they going to do their job.
Follow the future.
Motherfucker been sitting in there shitty for like 3 days type of shit.
Yeah. But
you got a wife like a motherfucker. You got a wife and kids and brothers and
shit.
Sisters.
All
and just sitting
the
in there.
The one who see you like that, the one who see you out the shower, out your clothes, that's who need to wipe you if she loves you like that.
But look, though, the whole thing about it is, baby girl, is it's motherfuckers out there like that. And until you get in that situation, you don't know if that's going to be you or not.
Hey, love came. You got to change the diaper.
Oh, yeah. Well, we ain't fucking and you got a diaper? Well, fuck you. See, that's what I'm saying. So you know what I'm saying? You don't know who gonna be in your corner until you get in that position. If you ever get in that
position, you marry
you
ride. When y'all grow old together, that's a bond can't nobody break.
When you grow old together?
Yeah. So you can't just meet a girl in your 50s and you sick in your 50s.
Man,
so you telling me? So hold on. So
you telling me you gonna let your man ass?
Even though you hate that nigga, that's what you said?
If I hate
man,
him, I
come on. Man, you
no,
got people in the 60s and 70s going, I can't wait till that nigga die. It looks like he's about to die. He need to hurry up and die, so I go over here with Cletus.
Well, you all make it sound like it's the 1940s. People be getting divorced and stuff.
No, you know, if she hates you, she's
going to forget to change your oxygen tank when it need to be changed.
I'm going to tell you like this. This is the way I see it. If you've been married 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they getting ready to hold on because one of them is holding on for one of them motherfuckers to die.
Good
thing. I'm just saying, because, you know, shit, from what I seen, motherfuckers who get up there and they marry 30, 40 years, shit get boring. So a whole lot of times, motherfucker wife be like, well, I know you need to go and get yours on with some young'un. Go get yours on with the young'un and come on back home.
All men don't think like that.
You crazy. It don't work like that no more.
No more. But it worked like that before, so we'll make you think it won't work like that again.
Well, because those women had to be at home. They need to stay husbands. I mean, like, I'm married. Shit, I can speak on it. I didn't need a husband. I want a husband. I wanted him. I have to sign the papers. We've been talking since 2009.
I'm just saying, you got to think about this. Every relationship is different. Everybody is different. There's nobody the same as you or you or you or y'all or me or anybody. So everybody got a whole different perspective on how it goes when it goes to relationship and how it goes. Now, you go back to your grandma and your grandpa. You go back to your goddamn mama and daddy. You go back to your cousin and this girl or her girl or whatever. All them relationships is different. You cannot say one relationship is going to be different than the other one. Because they all different. They can't be the same. Because you got four people in two relationships that thinking a whole different thing than what the fuck you thinking.
A whole different thing.
They thinking, one couple is like, we're going to stay together And then you got one couple say, we going to stay together, but I'm tired of this bitch, so I want to go and get me another one. Or I'm tired of this nigga, so I'm going to go get me another one. Then we got the ones that want to work it out. Okay, they all the same kind of problem, but they all different.
Right, and then you know why.
Okay, now take this out. You know how it is.
I don't judge people. People do what they want to do. But if you want to talk about personal opinions, I feel like that's a matter of control. That's a control issue. You want to feel like you have control of the situation, or you want to have control of somebody else. And that's men and women. Because to be honest, I mean, you can't just really be with more than one person like that, bro. Like, it's a lot of work, especially if you're a female. It's a lot of work to call yourself really and truly being
so
with
it ain't
more
no
than
work
one person.
For the men. It ain't a
you
lot of work for the men.
Okay. Okay, this is what it is. All it is slave papers. Keep it real. Slave papers.
It ain't got nothing to do with the paperwork. It got something to do with the attitude. Because, you know, niggas get attitudes just like women get attitudes. It got, like my baby mama, she used to always try to act crazy when she was on her menstrual cycle. I'm like, dude, if you want to get some blood, I'll beat some blood out of your motherfucking ass. Because you can't sit up here and make it seem like you acting wild because you on your period. You got to knock that shit off. She felt like when she was on her period, she felt like she could just basically act any way she wanted to and not supposed to be a big going, oh, well, I know you're on your period, so it's all good. No, fuck
you
that.
You did that in the beginning, and that made her just carry on with it, and you start not to like it. It got out of hand. But
you
have to
and my whole thing about it is, you know, I don't know what it feel like, but the whole thing about it is, it was like, I feel you. I feel for you. I understand it's supposed to be hurt. It's supposed to do this and do that. But you ain't getting ready to start going all rough on me just because, you know, you going through this right now. Because it's not that serious. And after I told her that, she stopped doing that. So, once again, point being is this. Men got their ways, and women got their ways. And most of the time, if a woman no matter push a man's button, that's what they do. And vice versa,
you,
man.
You know what
woman
to do.
Yeah,
you
know
la,
what the fuck can do.
La.
Now, mm-hmm. When you get to the point to where you say, you ain't going to push my button, that's when shit changed.
Yeah, he got to leave and go find somebody buttons he can push.
Yeah, because that's what it is. And the woman do the same thing. Because a woman will sit up there and then they try to think that just because they got a prize between their legs, that a nigga's supposed to just jump into the prize. And that
it all
true.
Sound like ignorance, though. You know what I'm saying? If it has to be like that, obviously, that's not who you're supposed to be talking to.
But,
so why are you trying to make it work?
This is hypothetically speaking on other people, not any of our relationship. If all of us is in some kind of relationship or not, it's not talking about us. It's just talking about people in general. People in general.
Why speak on mine? Because when I had people that was full of shit, or that was unsensitive, or was really stingy, or really expect you to care about them more than they care about you, it was a problem. I was upset. I was depressed. I had an attitude, this and that. And I figured out, well, hey, you ain't got to talk to niggas like this, and you ain't got to keep talking to him. It don't matter. If you just met a month or two ago, you don't got to do this for 4 or 5 years. We ain't got to have kids and shit.
But see, the whole thing about it too, also, and I don't mean to cut you off, but the whole thing about it is, a growth as a person. When you start growing yourself as a person, you start realizing exactly what your worth is. Because when you realize what your worth is, you really don't give a fuck about what everybody else says. You don't give
that's
a fuck
what I'm
about
saying.
How all this
yeah.
shit works. Because you done went through the whole trials and tribulations. Now, that's all. Everything that you do is a learning point. So you learn this, you learn this, you learn this. You got hurt here, you got hurt here. You learn this. And then you get to the point where, oh, this shit ain't happening no more. Or you find somebody who's getting ready to treat you right. So that's all that
yeah.
shit is. It's all
like
a learning process.
Yo,
that's what life is about, learning.
Yeah, I feel like people had a general knowledge of self-worth. It will help a lot with the work you're supposed to have for others. You know what I'm saying? And that's men and women because, you know, you ain't got to talk to no crazy-ass girl. Some of y'all like it, but some of it's a little bit too much, and you don't got to deal with that. You know, you could go before that person
yeah.
has kids. That person ain't got to move in with you, or you can move and don't tell them where you stay at. Change your phone number. Like, you ain't got to keep dealing with this crazy-ass broad.
Yeah.
Y'all
well,
heard the girl is fucking crazy before. You
yeah.
know who a crazy person is.
It's all about growth. But you know what? I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Some niggas like crazy girls. Some girls like crazy niggas.
Because they thrive.
Some girls like to get their ass whooped. They want the man to be use a punk.
Hit me,
maybe
baby.
Call him all out his name just so he'll slap the hell out of him. Some
that's
people
what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. That's a lack of self-worth. And you know, this generational shit that you're talking about, I know what you're talking about, but that's generational. That shit started at home, you know, and that's the bad part about it. It started at home.
The available.
That's the generational curse right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be unfaithful. You better send my money for this goddamn track.
That's
800,000 rubles.
I don't hear nothing.
That's a lyric right there, but I don't hear nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you just don't pay me to finish.
I don't hear nothing. I sent you a beat. I sent you a beat on your phone, Scratch.
You did?
Oh, yep.
Hey,
I'm
on the wrong phone then.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Damn, I got to go through. I got to move. I got to go through all these boxes. It's like amazing, this bitch. Where the hell my phone at?
Oh, I sent you a message, too, on Messenger. You could probably ask maybe Scotty D for a direction with that or something. I don't know. Or anybody.
Scotty D what?
You know, with direction. Remember the message you told me to send you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to check it in a minute. Because I'm on the studio phone. I got to find my cell phone.
Oh, y'all, tomorrow night we're going to have Lil Kano the Machine on here.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
I posted some flyers and stuff.
Yeah, I seen it. He's
yeah.
on there rapping, and they got the True West symbols all around it. Hell yeah, you go, Sweet Peasy.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, Scratch.
What up?
Hey, open up me a verse on that, Scratch.
Huh?
Open up me a verse on that.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what's
hell,
your name?
Now open up me a verse on what's that shit? What's the name of the song?
Which one?
His instrumental we play.
We ride.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we ride.
for the anniversary.
Oh, no,
right.
I'm taking dude off of that anyway.
Oh,
I don't fuck
with
him no more.
Open on it. Send it to me right now.
He not seen.
That nigga like send it to me right now. I gotta go and take the motherfucker, load it, find it,
you
load
that
it up.
Special machine to knock niggas off fast.
Huh?
Like we just saying, Goldilocks Studio, Apple Z, nigga, Apple Z the nigga. What you know about that Apple Zap?
Oh my god. Y'all motherfuckers, boy. Y'all make. Let me just say, just going low. Man, I gotta go find the song first.
Yo, Scratch.
Huh?
Yo, your computer it don't have a disk drive on it, right? Like where you can put a CD in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got CD drives. I ain't got no floppy drives.
Right.
I got some computers outside with floppy drives, but shit.
I got a portable floppy drive. Convert anything over to MP3.
Man, I ain't used a floppy drive in 20 years. I got a gang of them.
I'm gonna bring my old stuff over there so we can chop it up.
Oh, I'm gonna take that lot back. I got a computer in the back. They got a whole lot of old shit, but they got a floppy drive on it. I don't know if that motherfucker still works though.
It still works.
I'm a fucking god.
Old school stuff is the best stuff.
Then I got the MPCs, I got a W30 keyboard, I got an ASR-10, and all of them take floppy disks. But the floppy disks might be old as fuck. They just been out in the motherfucking 115 degree heat for years.
Damn.
Yeah.
You might want to check that before you run a test run.
Hey, Scratch, when you want to ride up there and look at that land, man.
Oh.
You want to come on Tuesday?
I'm trying to go up there this week so I could go and check the bus.
Okay. No, I'm saying we're going in my truck because it's right. It's not too far from you just to show you where my property at.
Oh, that's fine.
I'll come get you
roll
up here. You know what I mean? I might come up there tomorrow, bro. I might come up there tomorrow. I need something to do. Keep my mind busy, man.
Yeah. I mean, shit, not tomorrow, day after.
Take them chickens and them goats and get them eggs and the cow and get that beef and to plant some vegetables in the garden.
Here, chick.
Okay,
cowboy.
Say it
again. Hey, remember that song?
Yeah,
chicken.
Who sing that song?
Yeah, I need that in my archive. I forgot about that one.
I forgot what song it was. I pulled up at the store, and they was playing that shit. I couldn't get out the car. I had to wait for the damn song to go off before I got out the car.
Yeah, that should be banging in that little Troy, too, that. Wanna be a baller, shot taller, on the embrace, on the Impala. I used to love them songs. Because they was different than the music I was making, so I always was in the artistry of that shit. I loved that shit when they was making that shit.
They have some different style artists rapping on it, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, and it shows like when I hear different. Like, even when I hear everybody rap and everybody sing, as an artist, I look at it like, man, I'm like, okay, the mind, they wrote that song by themselves. That's their style and that's their mind. They came up with them lyrics. So
the next person can't make that song that they made, because that's they shit they made. They made that song. They came with them lyrics. They came up with that style to spit like that.
Oh, it's dope. Always dope listening to other people.
Mhm.
Love listening
to
other
people.
They all
from here though. They rap different. They sound different. They all from here.
Yeah.
They might have, maybe they came from different places or something. Cause that's what I was trying to say the other day. Everybody doesn't exactly sound the same, so I thought that made it kind of better.
Yeah, cause even like when Luke came out, right? When Luke came out rapping, then you had like you had all them other groups that was right, like Rex and Effects, and all them other groups that was trying to like ride that. What's that other dude named DJ? What's his name? But they all was making the music. Like, they all was trying to get into that bikini naked music. Like, it was crazy. But Luke was pioneering that shit. Like, he was pioneering the top of the man with that shit.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble for singing his songs.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that nigga. Them niggas pictures in their album cover shit, you know, like.
Yeah, that part.
I used to get in trouble for that kind of shit, you know?
I used to sing all that shit. I was real little. I used to get, boys in the hood is always hard. Come talking that shit. That fool. Like, hey, girl, what the fuck?
No, nothing in
life. And
he'd
be like, sit down.
Mm-hmm. My house phone went dead like a motherfucker. I'm glad I was able to jump back on.
Man. Like, I was singing that RBL Posse back in the day, and then Richie Rich songs back in the day when he was with 415. And everybody was looking at me crazy. But I was like, man, I'm enjoying the way they wrote the song. I was enjoying the way they wrote it, the lyrics that they choose to put in that song. I was enjoying that. That's what I enjoy from hearing artists. Sometimes I'll be like, damn. Sometimes I hear some of the shit that Drake says in his songs. He be talking about friends and like some of the shit he say, I'll be like, I already said that shit in real life.
Yeah.
I said it in real life. This nigga says it in songs.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm saying Drake.
I'm telling you, that nigga, if you listen to some of his shit, he say some real fucking shit that's real life. It's because he's not writing it. Somebody else is writing it.
I still can't stand
alone.
You
got 43 minutes. You got 43
minutes. No music.
Tupac is alive on the corner of the earth.
42 minutes.
Shit, I still don't like it.
There you go. Apple Z. It was nice talking to y'all tonight. Y'all have a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in to True West Radio.
It ain't about to go on. What the hell are you talking about? I just came in the house.
Okay,
man,
so you
want
to hang up? You about to hang up? I'll see you later.
No, because I got the timer. I'm looking at the timer. Yeah, Lil' Dud hangs up. I'm looking at
his
the timer.
No, his
it was
phone.
A prank.
It's like 12 minutes and 5 seconds.
Bro, we had a Lion Mondays, bro.
Oh, 12 minutes. You got 9 minutes then. You say it was going to play the beat the last 3 minutes of the show.
I'm trying to see the way it's left.
What you going to play, Scratch?
I was going to play Dinner Tonight.
Dinner Tonight. Oh, man, I heard that in so long. I got to send y'all some music, man. I've been trying to get
music
off the hard drive.
I was gonna play one of my damn songs at first.
I wanna hear.
Welcome to California Dinner Tonight.
Huh?
What is that?
Welcome to California Dinner Tonight.
Welcome to California Dinner Tonight.
Yeah. I mean, friend.
Oh, that's the song.
The friend, yeah. The friend phone.
Oh, man. What an honor. What an honor.
Thank you for the request. It's not going to happen. Ain't got no time for all that.
I got a finding shit. What you talking about?
It's
time for both of them.
This is lying. Let me
fuck this duck. I'll give you the egg.
Oh, shit. Throw me the alley-oop. Like Mr. Edward say, throw me the alley-oop. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play dinner tonight. Let me see if I can get that.
All you got to do is throw me the alley-oop.
I'm going to play dinner tonight.
So we're not
going to
hear the beat?
You know what? Well, I wrote that song about you, Sky.
Yeah, right.
Here we go, lying again.
No, you say you lie, so I believe you.
This is Lying Monday. Lying Mondays.
I'm not participating in that.
Come on, baby.
I wrote this song for you. Listen to it. It's gonna give you some flashbacks. It's gonna give you some flashbacks of us.
It's gonna be like, I can't stand you.
Get the fuck out of here. Sue us,
when I pulled up in my car and you had some that top down. There we go.
That's not it.
You about to be tonight. You looking good and your body's looking tight. Wind cause the top's down. About to do it in the pool like the fool now.
Man, she
like a trampoline going up. And when she come down, face look her back up.
She got that wet breath now, but you can't pass it up.
Cause once you hit that, you come back, can't get enough. Hey, G5 on flight. About to hit this all night. This girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you. I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
You're about to be tonight.
Girl, you're looking good and your body's looking tight. Gotta get you to the high. I know what you like. Wanna touch, wanna taste it. Gotta get a bite.
Get a bite.
It's like 6 in the morning, I'm trying to keep going. The way she doing tricks, got the crowd really going. Till you have one of these little homie, you ain't knowing. Cause she ride your boy like the waves in the ocean. Rolling it, backing it up.
Baby got the
call it a dump truck.
She got that wet breath snapper, you can't pass it up.
Cause once you hit that, you'll come back, can't get enough. Hey, G5 on flight. About to hit them
all night.
Girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you. I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
And then we probably gonna have a couple of more seconds to talk after that. Two West Radio, we love y'all, man. Hope we get it in. I want to see if we get some after hours. Two West Radio, I got to play shit.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me.
represent West Coast, South Central LAC. In this industry before some artists started walking, tour state to state before some artists started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted, Prince on the record or a microphone fisted. Enlisted in this game with my intentions to win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us, putting us down cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town coming up off that bullshit. Every season, 1, 2, 3 is making hits. Quit, I can't deny it. Sesame Street kids to buy it. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Been around ever since the West started popping. Texas gangsta music and the East was hip hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the tone. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody's doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new orders getting deals over here. Went from first place to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want it sounding like somebody else. Sound like them other artists instead of being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on the West out my mouth.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
5 times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast, trying to rep the West. Took the quiz but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, skills unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Why would you step to this shit on the grass? It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your feature. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two, I thought you knew.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be true West for life.
West Side for life.
That you have, radio. Well, I guess we still got a few minutes left. We got about 2 minutes left. By the old time, I just had to get that. I love it. I mean, that's one of my old shits. I love that shit. Y'all in? Y'all in? Y'all in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we here. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to make sure I turn all the mics on. I got my screen black, and I can't tell who's on, who's off, or whatever. Anyway, yeah, man. Dinner tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I'm saying? Who you
gonna do
you
a remix to dinner tonight?
Who you gonna do that for?
I'm gonna do a remix to dinner. I'm gonna put Sky Rain.
Because I never rolled you. Like,
huh?
That never happened.
What'd you
say? I like the song. I know you really liked me growing up. Yeah, I liked you too. Hey, that song. I never did all that to you.
Play that shit, Scratch. play that No More Lies, please. Can you play Michelle Ain't No More Lies?
Oh, my God.
Can you please do me that favor?
Not in 45 seconds, I can't.
But I mean, we're gonna get a remix, right? Since everybody, like, y'all like each other.
Just sing it real quick.
No,
just sing it real quick.
Do
you got 35 seconds now.
Hey, can you sing that shit?
Get a remix?
Sing that shit. What's that? You going after all the track?
You got 25 seconds, so now you.
Hey, where's the comedian at? Where's the comedian? Where's the comedian?
Know. Probably somewhere trying to be funny. I'm just saying.
Somewhere trying to be funny.
But you guys are so awesome. You guys know a lot about the music industry. You play good music. I always have fun when I come here. Love you, Sweet Pea, and Scratch, and Mr. Everywhere is my heart. K-97.